Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. Welcome to our weekly show where we cover soccer in Atlanta, in Georgia, in the United States, in this hemisphere. I mean, the Club World Cup's going on, so we're covering soccer all over the world. That's what we do each and every week on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. We're going to get into Atlanta United and Columbus Crew. That match is tomorrow, and you can always listen to Atlanta United matches on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Pre-game coverage will start at 6:30 for that one. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz will get you started before Mike Conte and I take over from Lower.com Field in Columbus, Ohio, where I am tonight. We'll get into that match, and there's a lot to talk about when it comes to Atlanta United and preparing to get back into MLS play. But let's start in the FIFA Club World Cup. You have games going on right now. It's a pretty clear-cut situation. One game doesn't have any meaning whatsoever in terms of who makes it to the knockout rounds. It's Flamengo, it's LAFC, it is scoreless at halftime. Flamengo has won the group. They can't be jumped. LAFC are headed home after the match. They can't advance. No score in that one. I thought we were going to be talking about something a little bit different in this opening bit to the show with Chelsea and Esperance at the end of 45 minutes. No score, but two goals in stoppage time for the Blues. That gives them the inside track to advance to the round of 16. Tosin Adarabioyu and Liam Delap with the goals. Enzo Fernandez with both assists. It was a free kick to Tosin that he had at home, and a really nice finish from Liam Delap on the turn. Dribbled past one, slotted it home. Esperance, now they need three goals in the second half to knock Chelsea out. Chelsea gets through with a draw. Esperance has to win to advance to get into the knockout round. Now, if you missed the 3 o'clock games, Benfica with a surprise today. They beat Bayern in Charlotte 1-0. The Portuguese club, look, they sat deep. They played in a low block. Bayern struggled to break them down. The Ukrainian goalkeeper, Anatoly Trubin, he made 4 saves on the day. A couple of really big ones late as Bayern threw everyone forward late in the match. Bayern knew they were through and maybe rotated their squad a little bit to reflect that. They ended up bringing on a lot of their heavy hitters in the second half to try to find a way to win this match. They were unable to find that outlet to win the match. They were shut out by Benfica. Andreas Schlotterup's early goal, the Norwegian, that was enough for the Eagles. First 15 minutes, he gets the goal. They make it hold up. They get the 1-0 win. Now, that rendered the other match moot. But an even bigger surprise in that one. It was kind of a weird one because Benfica got the early goal. Benfica had to lose for an opportunity for chaos. You had a thunderstorm as well in Nashville that caused a lengthy delay. But Auckland City, the semi-pro team from New Zealand, they came back to earn a draw against Boca Juniors. That finished 1-1. First goal in the tournament for Auckland City, it was from a school teacher, Christian Gray. Not kidding. That's his regular job. All of the players for Auckland City have real jobs. Many of them had to take time off of work to play in the tournament. Some were doing Zoom calls in between games. Just total chaos. Argentine media was poking fun at Boca, talking about how the thunderstorm break allowed people to take some work calls during that. That's not true. That was a joke. Boca needed Bayern to win. They then had to flip the goal difference between them and Benfica by 7. Boca couldn't get a goal until somewhat late in the first half. And by that point, Benfica were already leading. So after what started as a really good tournament for Boca ended with a whimper. The fans did not end with a whimper, but the team on the field did. You go back to game one for Boca. They had a 2-0 lead against Benfica, and they were not able to make that hold up. Angel Di Maria, Nicolas Otamendi, 2 goals. That finished as a draw. If they win that match, then we're having a really different conversation about how everything goes in this tournament. They had a draw late against Bayern, and they weren't able to make that hold up. This is a Boca team that this calendar year has been knocked out of the Copa Libertadores in the qualification rounds. They were beaten by River in league play. They have fired one manager. They've brought on Miguel Angel Russo, who's been there before. He's back again. And not a good time in the Club World Cup. Marcos Rojo, he would have been in the starting lineup today if he hadn't already had a falling out with Russo. He's on his way out of the club. It's a bit of a mess for Boca on their way out of this tournament. This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight. I'm Jason Longshore. We're getting caught up on Club World Cup, and we know at least one of the matches that is coming to Atlanta and Mercedes-Benz Stadium this week. We'll get into that. That was determined yesterday. Kind of some wild twists and turns in the Club World Cup yesterday. 3 o'clock games for the majority of the afternoon. It looked like Botafogo would maintain their lead in Group B. They were scoreless with Atleti most of the way. PSG's lead over the Seattle Sounders didn't matter at that stage. It was Botafogo first, PSG second. Atleti had to win by 3 goals. They had to change the goal differential by 3. They had to win by 3 in this one. And Antoine Griezmann gave them a lifeline. He scored late. That changed the complexion of the group. Now, the lifeline was unfulfilled. Atleti was only able to get the 1 goal. But what that did with them beating Botafogo, with PSG winning, that meant you had a 3-way tie at the top of the group that gave the lead to PSG on goal difference. If it had just been PSG and Botafogo level on points, Botafogo had the head-to-head over PSG. So because Atleti won but didn't do enough to jump anybody, that means PSG wins the group and Botafogo comes in second. Atleti were eliminated in the group stage. Not happy about it. 2 draws in Group A meant that we finished as we started, but it doesn't really capture the chaos of the night. Inter Miami, they had a 2-0 lead and control of the group going into the last 10 minutes of the match, and it conceded twice. They lost the group lead to Palmeiras. The Brazilians took the title. Miami, the draw was enough for them to claim second. So that meant the other match didn't matter, except it was insane. Al Ahly somehow, and I'm sure this has happened somewhere in the world. I have never seen a match where this has happened, where one team lost 4 leads. Yes, they had the lead 4 different times, and they did not keep any of those leads. They were leading 1-0. They were leading 2-1. They were leading 3-2. They were leading 4-3. The match ended up finishing 4-4 in a crazy one with Porto. There were 5 goals scored in the first 20 minutes of the second half. That one finishes 4-4. Both teams go home. So Palmeiras wins that group. Miami comes in second. That gets us to where we are right now, looking ahead to the round of 16. Right now, we know Flamengo, they have won their group. No matter what, they will face Group C runners-up Bayern in a dream match for a lot of folks. That's going to be in Miami on Sunday at 4 o'clock. We know that it will be an all-Brazilian affair in Philadelphia on Saturday at noon. Group A winners Palmeiras will face Group B runners-up Botafogo, a Brazilian Clásico in Philadelphia. That's Saturday at noon. That will start the round of 16. Here in Atlanta on Sunday at noon. And this didn't look like it was going to be the matchup for the majority of the day yesterday in the two games. Group B winners and current European champions, Paris Saint-Germain, they will take on their former star, Lionel Messi, and enter Miami, the Group B runners-up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Beyond just the Messi and PSG side of this, you've got so many reunions between all of the Barcelona boys, Sergio Busquets, Jordi Alba, Luis Suarez, and their manager, Javier Mascherano, and all with their former manager who led them to a Champions League title in 2015 in Luis Enrique. Lot of subplots to that match in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Sunday at noon. Tickets available now, fifa.com/tickets. Now, right now, literally, as we're into the 47th minute with Chelsea leading Esperance 2-0, Esperance would have to win this match, 3 goals in the second half right now, to go into the next round. So at the moment, Benfica will play Chelsea on Saturday at 4 p.m. in Charlotte. That's what we know so far. Okay, let's look ahead to the rest of the group stage finales the rest of the week. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock. If you get a chance to watch this match, it might be the match I'm looking forward to the most out of what's left. Mamelodi Sundowns against Fluminense. Could be a wild match in Miami. The Sundowns, good attacking team, very reckless at times in their attack. Fluminense has looked really good in this tournament. The Sundowns likely have to win to advance. There are scenarios where a draw would be enough. It's not great scenarios, because I don't expect to see Ulsan take points off of Borussia Dortmund. That's the other game in Group F. I think the Sundowns have to beat Fluminense. A draw would be enough for Fluminense. That could be a wild, wide-open match tomorrow at 3 o'clock. The 9 o'clock games tomorrow should have all sorts of drama attached to these two. The top two in Group E face off in Seattle. River Plate facing Internazionale of Milan. Monterrey, they have to beat Urawa Red Diamonds of the J-League, who are already eliminated. Monterrey have to win that at the Rose Bowl to have a chance to advance. The group could be decided by goal difference. River and Inter go into the last games with 4 points. Monterrey has two. If River and Inter draw and Monterrey wins, then you're going to goal difference to decide who gets through. Thursday, 3 o'clock, Juventus and Manchester City, they meet in Orlando to decide who wins Group G. Both teams are assured of going through. They've won both of their games. Juve has the very slight advantage due to goals scored, the next tiebreaker after head-to-head and after goal difference. So Juve wins the group with a draw. Manchester City has to win the group. Group H, the 9 o'clock games on Thursday, another one where it could get really interesting. Al-Hilal, they need a win in Nashville over Pachuca to put the pressure on the two teams at the top of the group. Real Madrid and Red Bull Salzburg, they will meet in Philadelphia at the same time. Madrid, Salzburg, both on 4 points. Al-Hilal are on 2 points at the moment. I don't know how that one goes. I could see Al-Hilal winning, and I could see Madrid beating Salzburg. That's kind of what my picks are right now. Manchester City and Juventus on Thursday, I'm looking forward to that one. We had the chance to see City on Sunday night. They looked very good. They did look like they had taken a step forward from game one. Now they get a real test against Juventus. I think City's the better team. I don't know if they're quite all the way there yet. I'll be very curious to see if we see John Stones in that match. Rodri maybe from the start. That's a game that I will want to see what it looks like early. The games tomorrow, especially in that Group E one with River and Inter and Monterrey all battling, I think Monterrey beats the Red Diamonds, so that I think they go to 5 points. I don't know if there's a winner in River and Inter. That's one where I could really see three teams ending up on 5 points and it coming down to the goal difference. It could be really strange, and that's going to really come down to how big Monterrey beats the Red Diamonds if they do. Fluminense should beat the Sundowns in the game that I'm looking forward to tomorrow at 3 o'clock. They should. They absolutely should. But the Sundowns have been a really interesting team in this tournament to watch. They're so unorthodox. They're so risk-taking in the attack. They could throw Fluminense off. I think Fluminense wins in a multiple goal game. I don't think they win by multiple goals. I think they win in a game that's like 3-2 or 4-3. Borussia Dortmund will take care of Ulsan. So my picks right now would be Fluminense, Borussia Dortmund going through would be, and I don't know who to call it here. I think it's River and Monterrey getting out of Group E. Sorry, Inter. I think it is obviously Juventus and Manchester City, and I think City ends up winning the group, winning that match. And Group H, my picks are Al-Hilal to get through and Real Madrid. We'll see. We'll compare notes when we get back to this next week. But we do know it is Miami and it is PSG at the Benz on Sunday afternoon, noon, some Sunday fun day action at the Benz. Get your tickets now. That's going to be a great, great time. Coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, we are going to get caught up on Atlanta United. We know we're going to have a game rescheduled. We know about an injury that is devastating at the moment. And we know this team is playing the Columbus Crew tomorrow night. Atlanta United at Columbus tomorrow. We'll get you set for it. Coming up next on AST on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.